So what happened between March and yesterday? I don't know.
The main thing that happened was that the state legislature came up with their plan to provide property tax relief to all homeowners, which meant mandating budget cuts to each municipality in the state. In the case of Hillsborough County, reducing their budget by 5%. But Thompson says there is unfairness when looking at some programs, which are actually getting budget increases.
$1.6 million was allotted an increase to the Tampa Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the killer for me is $900,000 split between the Tampa Sports Authority and the Tampa Sports Commission. That's crazy. The whole $900,000 is even more than the combined budgets of the Education Channel and the Public Access Channel. So does somebody up there literally think sports is more important than the First Amendment or Homework Hotline?
The Homework Hotline is part of the Tampa Education Cable Consortium, which televises, among its programming, Hillsborough County School Board meetings. Ann Goldenberg is the executive director of that organization. She said she was blindsided to learn that her channel's funding was being cut by the county.
An absolute, complete surprise. I am, and still, flabbergasted.
For the last 4 years, the Education Channel, as it's known, has won the Hometown Video Festival Award for overall excellence in educational programming. The Education Channel has been devoid of any controversy with the county commission, which is why Executive Director Ann Goldenberg says she's stunned to learn that her entire organization is in danger of being eliminated.
I had not heard a word that anybody had any problems with us. We have never had any problems of any sort that have come to my attention. So to be completely eliminated, well, the government's own access channel is receiving staff increases of 3.5%, is having a capital budget of $238,000 and is being reduced only $60,000. It's just not right. It's unjust, and it means that the Hillsborough County citizens will only be able to get their local programming from the government.
The county provides 70% of the programming to that channel. Both Goldenberg and Louise Thompson said that while their channels are on the cutting block, the county's government channel, which televises its various meetings and other programming that critics deride as propaganda, is receiving only a 6% decrease in funding. While the Education Channel has received nothing but raves locally and nationally, the Tampa Bay Community Network has had some wrenching battles with the Board of County Commissioners in the earlier part of this decade regarding funding and some of its programming. The channel's biggest critic, Rhonda Storms, has left the board to become a state senator representing Eastern Hillsborough County. However, after the county commission recently voted to eliminate its wetlands division, some critics charge the board used the fig leaf of budget cuts to get rid of a program they didn't want. WMNF asked Louise Thompson if she believes this could be the case here.
It very well could be. It very well could be payback because we won an injunction against them and they were forced to mediate with us and to keep us going. It may be the long arm of Rhonda Storms from Tallahassee. It may be just as she inserted into the state cable video franchising bill language that eliminates, she's the one that did that, the access channels, makes it impossible to get one. She may have come down here for all I know and said, look, you want state money? Get rid of these channels. So I don't know.
Tampa business entrepreneur Joe Redner's had a public access show for years on the Tampa Community Network and has also had some legendary battles with county commissioners. He says the board now has cover to do what they've always wanted to do for years.
They're going to cut it. They want it cut. They've been trying to cut it. The public uproar kept them from cutting it. This time there'll be no uproar, or they will cut it.